Dialogue. Listen.
I've been saving up all year for this vacation. I've made up my mind to go abroad and really have a good time.
That's super, Marcia. Where have you decided to go?
That's just it, Steve. I can't decide. Where would you go? Have you got any suggestions?
Well, I'd probably go to the Far East. Oriental cultures and customs fascinate me.
I'd really like to go to China, but I don't want to go alone. On the other hand, I can't stand package tours.
At least you have your passport, don't you? You'll need it before you can even apply for visas.
Do I need a visa for every country?
It depends on where you're going. You better check it out with a travel agent.
I really think I should consider going to Europe. It's a wonderful mix of different cultures, languages, architecture, food, and landscapes squeezed into an area smaller than the United States.
There's certainly a lot to see there. Plus, you don't have to bother getting any visas. I bet it's crawling with tourists in the summer, though.
You're probably right, but it's so easy to travel in Europe. You can buy a rail pass here before going and take trains everywhere.
The trains will be packed. I'd choose somewhere less crowded and more exotic, like Africa. Wouldn't a safari be exciting?
What's so great about shooting animals?
I don't mean that kind of safari. You can go on a photo safari where you shoot pictures instead of shooting animals. Africa is beautiful with all those gorgeous animals. It's like paradise.
Oh, Steve, you've made me even more confused. Now I have to consider Africa as well as Europe and China.
Well, it's a big, wonderful, exciting world. Repeat.
I've been saving up all year for this vacation. I've made up my mind to go abroad and really have a good time.
That's super, Marcia. Where have you decided to go?
That's just it, Steve. I can't decide. Where would you go? Have you got any suggestions?
Well, I'd probably go to the Far East. Oriental cultures and customs fascinate me.
I'd really like to go to China, but I don't want to go alone. On the other hand, I can't stand package tours.
At least you have your passport, don't you? You'll need it before you can even apply for visas.
Do I need a visa for every country?
It depends on where you're going. You better check it out with a travel agent.
I really think I should consider going to Europe. It's a wonderful mix of different cultures, languages, architecture, food and landscapes squeezed into an area smaller than the United States.
There's certainly a lot to see there. Plus, you don't have to bother getting any visas. I bet it's crawling with tourists in the summer, though.
You're probably right, but it's so easy to travel in Europe. You can buy a rail pass here before going and take trains everywhere.
The trains will be packed. I'd choose somewhere less crowded and more exotic, like Africa. Wouldn't a safari be exciting?
What's so great about shooting animals?
I don't mean that kind of safari. You can go on a photo safari where you shoot pictures instead of shooting animals. Africa is beautiful with all those gorgeous animals. It's like paradise.
Oh, Steve, you've made me even more confused. Now I have to consider Africa as well as Europe and China.
Well, it's a big, wonderful, exciting world.
Repeat. Boredom. Boring. Monotony. Monotonous. Outrage. Outrageous. Danger. Dangerous. courage, courageous. Fascination, fascinating. Crowd, crowded. Excitement, exciting. Pain, painful. Beauty, beautiful. Hate, hateful.